Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
In elementary school, my group of friends had a tradition that we followed anytime one of us had a birthday. On birthdays, all six of us would go to Dylan's house and have a sleepover party in the cool little guest house his parents had on their massive property. It was Dylan's birthday, and his parents had gone all out with decorating the house and buying tons of snacks. They even set up a movie projector. Without any parents to keep us in check, we stayed up past midnight and completely trashed the place once one of the boys started a food fight with the Twizzlers. At one point, we all went outside to play tag. When we got back, something felt wrong.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There weren't nearly as many candies on the floor as there were when we left. I told the others, but they didn't really care. Dylan said it looked the same to him, so I ignored my instincts and got back to messing around. Finally, around 1 o'clock, we settled down and started to go to bed. I went out while they were still talking, and the last thing I heard was some dumb talk about girls at school and crushes. I was way too heavy a sleeper, so I was asleep before they said any details. At some point in the early morning, something crashed onto the floor from one of the snack tables. I shot out of my sleeping bag and found a bowl of popcorn spilled all over the carpet. It looked like it was put too close to the edge of the table last night. The second thing I immediately noticed was that the room was completely empty. My friends were nowhere to be found. I started to shout out my missing friends' names one by one, and I could feel my throat get a bit tighter after each time there was no reply. It was pitch dark and completely quiet. I got up and wandered around for the light, but I had no idea where it was. After some pointless searching, I heard something that froze me in the middle of a step. There was a shallow, raspy breathing coming from the corner of the room. There was a spot where two bookshelves came together that left a square opening against the corner of the wall, and it sounded like the breathing was coming from there. It actually made me relieved. I was sure they had come up with a prank. Even the night before, Dylan had said something about the house having a bunch of great hiding places. I called out Dylan's name and told him he could come out, but nothing came back. just like before. It was kind of annoying. They all knew that I didn't like pranks, and I didn't want to be the butt of the joke. So I walked to the couch and stood on top, where I could see into the hole. I looked over the top of the bookshelves and saw the top of someone's head. I knew right away it wasn't Dylan. Their hair was going gray in parts and had bald patches. I lost my balance on the couch and fell against the shelves. As I connected, the person in that dark hiding space whipped their head in my direction and stared straight at me with those gray, dead eyes. I screamed, and that person shrieked like an animal back. I jumped off the couch before sprinting across the lawn to the main house. That person didn't follow me, as far as I could tell. I shouted for Dylan's parents and told them that there was a guy hiding in the guest house. Dylan's mom held me while I cried, and his dad grabbed a bat and ran to the house. But by the time he got there, the man was gone. My friends came back a few minutes later and couldn't believe what had happened. I found out later that they decided to watch the sunset over the lake while I was sleeping. They were all shaken up, and we stayed in the main house in silence while the cops eventually came. I never learned anything more about that guy, but we all decided to end the birthday tradition and started to keep our sleepovers close enough to parents to feel a bit safer. I slept in my parents' room for nearly a year after that, and since then, I get hit with a new wave of fear whenever I see something that looks like a perfect hiding place. When I was a kid, I would have done anything to fit in. I wasn't very popular in middle school, but there was one group of girls I finally managed to get in with from my field hockey team. They were planning a big sleepover at a girl named Rachel's house, and I saw an opportunity to score some points. My house was pretty huge, and we had a nice living room with a pool table and TV. I told them they could have their sleepover at my place, and just as I'd hoped, they went along with it. There were a total of six of us. My parents were so happy that I finally had some friends over that they didn't set a curfew or keep an eye on us. It went well at first, with some truth or dare and a gossip that I didn't really understand. I really thought I was on the right track with them. Then a knock at the door stopped the party. It was late enough that my parents were already asleep, so I couldn't imagine who would be at our house at that time. I told the others that I would check it out, and I walked up to the people. Standing on the porch was a tall, thin man wearing a beaten jacket and torn pants. He was so tall that his head was out of sight. The man must have heard my footsteps, because right when I came to the people, he bent down and put his face right against the door. He had long, matted hair that covered his eyes, and his teeth were brown. I jumped back and ran to the living room. The girls gave me a strange look and asked if something was wrong. At that point, I should have told my parents, but I didn't want to ruin the night for everyone else. I was tense while we were watching the next movie. I prayed that whoever that man was left when nobody came to the door. But almost an hour after I first saw him, I heard someone muttering the name, Mary, through the crack in the window near the door. I was the only one who heard it, so I told the girls I had to use the bathroom and went to slam the window shut. I know it's really stupid that I let it go after that, but I was young and desperate. When I went to slam the window shut, there was nobody there. After that, I checked the locks on the other entrances and went back to the sleepover. There was no chance I'd enjoy the rest of that night. The others didn't even seem tired. When my turn came for this game about our crushes, I took so long to respond that they just skipped me. After things had started to settle, I heard muffled cries coming from the backyard. The other girls heard it too, but I told them it was nothing and that I'd check it out again. I went to the kitchen and grabbed a small knife. Not that it would do me any good, but having a weapon helped me feel a little less shaky. From the kitchen, I saw the same man from the porch standing on the grass, shouting at the sky. He kept repeating the same name, Mary. Somehow he noticed me. I could see his eyes. They were pitch black, not reflecting any of the light. He sprinted off to the side of the house before I could even move a muscle. It was too much for me to keep quiet, so I ran through the kitchen and past the living room. Chloe, one of the girls, asked what the sound was, but I didn't reply. Instead, I shouted for my dad. Dad heard me and came rushing downstairs. The girls were all up and trying to figure out what was going on when something started banging on the door. Dad told us all to get upstairs, and he grabbed a bat from the closet. The person outside slammed against the door, then pressed his face against the window, showing off his pale, scarred skin. The whole time, he kept roaring Mary's name like a beast. Dad took up the bat and threw open the door. The man ran off to the driveway before Dad could get his hands on him. The man stood in the driveway completely still while Dad yelled at him to get out and that he was calling the cops. The man put his head in his hands and shook like he was crying. I could just barely make out his last words.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Begging Mary for forgiveness before he walked off into the night. None of us slept that night. We crowded my parents' room, and the girls' families all picked them up the next day. That was the last time I hung out with any of them. Their parents wouldn't even let them near my place after what went down. I asked Dad why that man was shouting for that woman, Mary, and he had no idea. It turned out a woman named Mary lived in that house before us, but we never got any more information about her. We all got out safe, and that guy never came back, but he still managed to ruin my first and only sleepover. Certain nights never leave you. Even when the morning comes, they're still there. The world becomes hazy. You wonder if it's day or night. I can't tell at this point. It's as if everything started to look a little less bright, and my eyes lost some of their luster. I was 11 when the sleepover happened, when my best friend Mark decided to come over and survive the winter. The heating and warm blankets took care of that problem. By then, my parents had already divorced, and I'd lived with my mom. She was in bed, exhausted from work, so it was just us. We ate popcorn while playing Monopoly, shining the flashlight to see because the power had already gone out. The wind was intense, and you could hear the house creak underneath its pressure. Every so often, you felt a draft sweep through the hall, the candles flickering from the influx of air. This indoor camping was an adventure for both of us, navigating through the spaces, nooks, and crannies of the house to get to my room. Soon we were curled up in bed, wrapped in warm blankets as we whispered to each other dumb jokes, talking about other kids in school. My eyes started to get heavy, so I told Mark I would sleep at some point. I lay my head on my pillow, and for a moment, peace. And then I heard it. It was a whisper, coming from across the room. Low, but distinguishable. I turned toward Mark. Maybe he said something to me? When I looked over, he had already closed his eyes, looking like he was drifting to sleep. Maybe I just imagined it? I mean, the house is old, and it's pretty windy outside. The heater isn't on either, so everything sounds a little louder without it. I pulled my blanket close as I tried to drift to sleep. But then I heard it again. It was clearer this time. Still barely audible, but in a breathy voice, I could distinguish the words. "Don't wake them up." My heart spiked. I didn't dare move a muscle. And then I heard shuffling. I quickly looked over at Mark, who had apparently been stirred from his sleep. He opened one eye, exhausted, yet confused. "What?" he whispered to me. So he heard it too. "You didn't just say that, did you?" I asked Mark. "No." He shook his head. My suspicions were confirmed. I had heard something else. The candle on my dresser flickered, illuminating some of the room while stretching shadows. "It's just the wind," I told myself. "It's just in your head." But the energy seemed to shift. Since I heard the whisper, the cold didn't feel like it was coming from the draft anymore. It was coming from the presence of something else. I tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. I got up, forcing myself to put my fears to rest. My legs struggled to move. I crossed the room, checking the window. It was cracked slightly open, allowing some snow to blow in. I shoved the window down, but as I began to latch it, I heard it again. The whisper, "Don't wake them up." I instantly turned. My eyes met Mark. Sitting straight up now, wide awake, staring past me. The flashlight beam couldn't hold steady, as if Mark was trembling. Mark whispered, and I still remember the terror in his voice. "Someone's there." I followed where the light illuminated the room, and suddenly, I saw movement in the far corner of the room. I thought it was a shadow at first, but as the light remained, the outline could no longer be hidden from our sight. It was a crouched figure. You could barely make out his appearance. But I'll never forget that face, pale, hollow-eyed, lit by only the dimming light of the candle. His hair was damp. Movement again. His finger pressed to his cracked lips. He made the gesture of silence. "Shh." Mark couldn't contain his fear. He gasped in terror, dropping the flashlight unintentionally. The beams illuminated the ceiling as the flashlight rolled across the floor. The man was moving again. Slowly, he pushed himself upright. His joints creaked, louder than they should be. We could see him now, barefoot. Barefoot. He wore ragged clothes, and his eyes betrayed his cunningness. He did not move like a drunk man or someone who appeared lost. No. He appeared. It all appeared intentional. I couldn't even look back at Mark. I would be grabbed the moment I turned. All I could do was whisper under my breath, just audible enough for Mark to hear it. "Run." The man stepped forward as the floor creaked. We bolted at the first step. I screamed at the top of my lungs as Mark yanked me out of the room out of the man's grasp. Our bare feet pounded down the hall, and then we heard a second set of footsteps, heavier footsteps, closing in faster than expected. We sprinted to my mom's bedroom, slamming the door, fumbling for the lock until it finally clicked.
"Mom!"
I screamed. My voice cracked under the pressure of the distress. She woke up, confused at first, then alarmed as the doorknob rattled violently. A pause, then a slam. The wood buckled under the impact as the man continued to break through the door. My mom shrieked, rushing to the phone and dialing 911, her fingers trembling, barely able to hold on to the device that might save our lives. The man grew furious. His voice hissed, "Open up and don't make a noise." The frame of the door shook under another kick. I thought my lungs would give out, burning as I gasped for air. My heart was ready to take its last beat before this man did. Any second, that door would break down. But I was met with silence. The pounding had stopped, and the knobs stilled. It was just the distant howl of the storm in the room now. Minutes crawled by, and the man was nowhere to be heard. Soon, the red and blue lights pierced through the window, sending a sensation of hope. The police officers swept through the house immediately after we let them in and told them what had happened. When they looked, however, no one was there. Upstairs, the window was wide open in the room, and snow pelted across the carpet. I traced the snow until I saw something on the fogged glass. Two words, written backwards so they could easily be read from the inside. They were smeared with a finger.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And all it read was, "Don't tell."
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.